This morning, shall we turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 19? The Gospel of Matthew chapter 19. Our key text is verse 22, but we'll consider a whole passage. So verse 22, we have, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, but for he had great possessions. This morning I want us to consider the theme, worldly achievements and salvation of the soul. Worldly achievements and salvation of the soul. And in this case, we shall consider the rich young ruler or young man who came to Jesus, and he could not be saved, though he was seeking after salvation because of his love for worldly possessions. And we'll have it in our learning this morning. And okay, the first thing I share here, we are saying, na mse ebe hwe abranti ebi oba Yesu Kristo nchen na efesi abranti owo sika na oba ni nche oba hwe nkwaje na emu ntumi enya efri se na na kuma do ewiase nyoma na se nyoma na owo no ada na kuma so. I know that all of us, as we are here, each one of us has a kind of interest in some of the things in the world. I mean, it depends on wherever we are and whatever we do, but the bottom line is that do that interest supersede your love for God? Whatever you have in this world, whatever you love in this world, whatever you like in this world, that thing supersedes your love for God and your interest for your soul salvation. The mechanic said, So we see this, we will consider the passage as we go on, but I just want to give us a background. So this young man had his idol in his heart, but he came searching for salvation from the Lord Jesus Christ. He came, I mean, he seemed to be a religious man. He was a Jew. I mean, if he was not religious, so I'm not sure he would come and seek after Christ and ask questions about his soul salvation. And you know, many also, to be saved, to have eternal life, is the wish or the desire of many today who, I mean, are seemingly religious, who, I mean, at least go to church or do something religious Christianity in mind, have some idea that, oh, that I will be saved, whatever, I mean, motive they have. The American is, I mean, if I don't do what we are saying, it will be our yes or awesome, and I say, oh, the Christ will soon be to be our own. I think we say, oh, and we find the answer when you're down to another for heaven. I mean, of course, right, I mean, there will be a dream, will be ours, a panel. And yet, you know, many are careless of the way of salvation. Many don't seek it. Many don't want to find it. And even if they are told, they don't care about it. They are kind of saying, never a brave one, so additionally, Satan has also deceived many people. So they think that salvation is just a cheap thing. I mean, something can be like notional. You can have it as an idea in your mind. The American is a boom, so of when some of that down, we say, oh, yes, I doubt you, my own budget, oh, and quite your whole, or say, you used to deal, you used to be, and then they dream work again. Many people don't think about, and you know, I mean, what even has made it so serious among many circles that the sinner's prayer. I mean, oh, when a preacher preaches, oh, say this after me. And after the person says it, then say, oh, now you are now a child of God. And, I mean, find a good church and like that. No, that is not what salvation is. They say, Yamma, sir, I'm quite young, and then if I cry, so very shake you still, no. I hear the people, a business, we are still at the morning for Empire Ball. Or some kind of cancer, we are also, Katan Semitimity, who can we are? also white Yamia Tajonqua. She shall sorry a kind of press, young woods and after found for two. But yes, yes, and a Bible next red. The very brains right side there, you know, so many young. So in their mind they are saved, but they are not, that's not the way of salvation. So you see, some of all this have made people to think that finding salvation for the soul or seeking that I am really saved in Christ, that when Christ comes, I will be in heaven, or when this world comes to an end, or when my life as I live in this world comes to an end, and I pass on to the other side of the world, I'm secured for my salvation. Many don't think that at all. I mean, it's just in their mind. And as I said, the worst of all, many false teachers of our time has also promoted this. And people think that it's a secondary matter. Many are preaching that many things in this world are so much important. Your health, your business, your profit, your happiness in this world, your health, whatever. That's what many preachers are preaching. Those are the important things that you have to chase after. Heaven is a secondary matter. That is a serious problem. They can say, and some couple we pray, two points, some couple we pray. So, Amma, you probably pray, Ada Domo, and I'm who said, and quite the idea, a DH, she said, you are going to share a bravo, your mamma, who will see now, when you know my boy, and I'm quite the idea, a chill crowd. You know, these false teachers, they themselves are deceived, and they are also deceiving others. They are just a star, and some couple for Mangasano. So now let's consider the case of this young man. In verse 16, we read, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? You know how this rich young man came to Jesus? We are told in Mark 10, 17 that there came one running and kneeled to him. He came. He was running after Jesus Christ. You know, this display that he was very urgent and zealous to know about how to be saved. I'm sure it has been a question that has bothered him. And none of his religious teachers as a Jew, their system has never taught him. And he felt that emptiness in his soul. And he wanted to know. And I'm sure he has heard many things Christ has said by others, or maybe himself. And now he wants to seem like Jesus Christ. As Nicodemus said, we know that you are a teacher comes from God. So he might be able to answer this very important question. The air can say, a branch of Babu Chen, a kind, whereas Oba Yusu Chen, or say, or Church of Oba, dear and a man, yeah, I'm not to be near die and one. And I say, I can't mark chapter 10, verse 17, a chair say, Oba, no Jerica, no big boom could you say, a den of Bayan, when you're down. And I'm saying, your name, Miss Moyen, who define a chair, Miss Mana, the near break. Any mesima, any yasem pass or boom mesima, and obituary in yada unqua. You know, his zeal for salvation will prove many today who think they are seeking for salvation as a joke. He came running after Jesus. He left everything behind. He came running after Jesus. And that he was very urgent on his matter. Many today think they want salvation, but they are not serious about it. And yet, they don't desire it in their hearts, their lives, they live as they want, and then they say they want to have salvation. So the action of the young man who put many today as false, they don't care about their soul. They are sharp. They can say, advantage, how makes more by his Christian journal, and it's not too different brain, and makes him almost a mocha and pantia, goes a different brain, and throw no mucha. Or to America by his in chain, or the book to this friend say, yes, Ura, or church of Opa, made in a mania dying for. You know, we are not told how long he ran, but it seems that Jesus was not, closer to him. So he has to run from a longer distance. We don't know, the kilometers or meters that he ran to, but you see, the thing tells us that it's a bit far distance. So there came one running and knew. When he came to kneel before Jesus to inquire about his soul salvation, to seek that which will satisfy all his longings, all the teachings that he has had as a religious man. As a Jewish man could not satisfy him, he wanted to come and ask Jesus. And he also said, a good master, showing that he respected Jesus. He had, because in the Jewish, circles, the teachers, the rabbis, they respect them because they teach the Bible. So he said, a good master, showing respect for Jesus. And as he seemed to also know the most important subject of life, to have eternal life. None philosopher in this world can tell you. It's only Jesus that can tell us the matters of life, the truth about life, because he created life. In John chapter 1, we are told that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And in Colossians, we are told that by him all things consist. Every living thing. We all depend on Christ. Even natural life that we have as we are breathing now all comes from him. And he only can tell us the truth about the life we have. And even the proper, which is the eternal life, that will help us to live on to eternity. The evidence of our church of Wapaho, of Banahosa, of Babisa, in Samoa, a far abrabo, and Samoa, a far in Kong. Now, make us say, in fact, we are so being over to me, actually, you're far, you're crap, and I am Kong. This is to pet. Being one, you know, we are so good to me, actually, say, Christian, a war, and Kong, or no war, BBR, or no, not Nipa, and Kong, I don't know. It's all over to me, actually, and you're crying, and you're quite a far. So whoever despises the words of Christ despises his own life and mercy. As Jonah once said that they that observe lying vanities of, forsake their own mercy. Meaning when you run away from Christ, when you run away from his call for repentance and trust in him, that's when he came. And he came to shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. For sinners. When you run away from this, there's no hope for anyone. You can never have salvation when you live what Christ has done. And to seek that for your own self. So you see that only Christ has what it takes to be saved. And in him alone we can be saved. For he is the Savior of the world. As John the Baptist said, this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the whole world. And you and I, are we not sinners? Have you taken your sins to him? Have you asked him to take away the burden, the guilt of sin that is hanging on our heads? May you do so. So you see that he is the word of life, and whoever despises him despises his own mercy. But you know, the sad thing about this young man was that he was of the view that to be saved depends on what you do. That's his problem. He didn't come and tell him, "Oh, my Lord, I want to have eternal life." He said that, what can I do? What must I do? What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? You know, he spoke as a typical, a legalistic Jew, who always sought for righteousness and life by the dead works of the law. That's how he was. He was trained up to be that of that view, that by keeping the law and all the ordinances, you are righteous. It doesn't matter how you are, what you are, keep the law and you are righteous. You know, this young man was like many whom Paul pitied in Romans chapter 10. Paul said that, for I bear them record, talking about the Jews who are legalistic and who are seeking for righteousness or for salvation by keeping the law. He said that, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they've been ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. You see how Paul described the righteousness according to the law, which this man, young man, had in view when he came to Jesus Christ. It's according to righteousness by the law. When I keep the law, then I'm perfect before God. And they think they are keeping the law. The can say, brand your by you soon change. Now by and yes or by so Ura. Share me if anything. Down quite I mean this. And I said, share me some bit me down. No, by say. Again, I'm here. Or again, say Israel for you for the bread. Some bread. Or my green is that Udim Ranswa. When I went to any young winning. When I won the boy any. It is an agreement. I've been an agreement. Then or the buy issue. Then I can say, Paul, Sam for four. I've been a woman to four. Not a woman or no or true woman said. Or so, would you my dance here say, or a pet some on the thing I'm going to wait. Then so, Nancy, dear. If we said, Omo apo nyakopon trene na omo nka sai koso so ma basis your matrene enti omo fo omo nhye nyakopon trene ase so nyakopon na asem na omo so omo disu no omo nka sai twa omo kwan omo so omo no patrene omo dim ra no so na omo nya omo ya atrene fo na course omo disu ano so no omo apo nyakopon trene ye. So this was the condition of this young man, and is this not the what the man is doing and what he was asking. It's the same thing that many people are doing today. That also. You ask someone, are you saved? The answer is yes. How? Because I do this or I don't do that. I mean, when you go on visitation, you meet a lot of people. Are you saved? Oh, yes. Well, how? Because I don't do this and that and that. Or because I do this and that and that. That's what people think. But the Bible tells us in Galatians 2:16, it says that knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith of Jesus Christ. Or say, Bible no chance said, nipa yen wo ye bi mo yakopon nim o en branda ye disu no nemu e wo jedi a enya o kristo jedi se mo da no hwe gu ye no obi gu ho ma ye boni na ye ya de bo yenfo a yen se fa to yakopon nim ye de ho be ma sa adwuma yesu kristo di ne ye de re pa to sa adwuma die ne so de eno no ene de e be ma ye tumi enya nkwa. So you see that people today are also thinking like this young man. Many people think, yeah, people even think, oh yes, Christ has died for us. But what I do saves you. Christ will be one my dear name, mom, dear may you have. Salvation is 100% on Christ's work on the cross of Calvary. In grace alone, through Jesus Christ alone, by the grace of God and what Christ has done for us on the cross of Calvary. That is what brings salvation. So in the next verse, Jesus tries to correct this wrong notion of this young man. And so in verse 17, the Lord said, and he said unto him, that's the young man, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou would enter into life, keep the commandments. Here we find the answer the Lord gave to this young man's question. First, he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. The Lord Jesus here did not deny himself as God. People quote this and tell you, oh, Jesus Christ said that it's only God that is righteous. That means Jesus Christ was not God. He was not dealing with that. That was not the purpose. So telling this young man, that was not the issue. He was not trying to say he's God or not God. That was not the question. But people draw this and tell Jesus Christ himself that only God is righteous and he is Jesus. He is a man. No, that was not the purpose. And we wouldn't go into that. But his answer was to instruct the young man that every man is a sinner except God. Every man that is born into this world is a sinner, except God. Except God. We who came through Adam, we are all sinners. You know, Christ Jesus, his birth was not after the manner we all of us were born. He was born without sin, and he lived without sin. He was created in the womb by the Holy Spirit himself. He was not of the line of Adamic, nature. So though he had flesh, he was not a sinner like you and I. He has a pure, untainted human flesh that came. It's like people say that it's like when God created Adam initially, being innocent without sin, without any spot of sin in him. So Christ was perfect. Christ, though he became man, but he was never a sinner. But he was trying to tell this young man that this young man is asking for a good thing that he can do. Meaning he's good, so he wants to do good. But he said that only good can do good. Only God can do good. Only he is good. That's what he's trying to tell this young man. Since you see that this young man failed to see himself as a sinner, but someone who was righteous and seeking to do good. This young man seemed to be in the position of a good person who wants good to be done. So that was his position. Christ is trying to help this young man to understand his position. So Jesus was drawing his mind to the truth that every man at his best, he's still a sinner. Is it not true in God's word that in Romans chapter 3 verse 10, as it is written, that there is none righteous, no, not one. By birth, by our actions, we are sinners. Yeah, here can I say, yes, we don't know who are blind, you know, who makes man need to be at here. And see, you should be 17 now. Yes, we can actually say, I don't know, friend, he said, my papa. I say, oh, be on your papa, and you're going to pay papa. That's over to me. I come with one. Dim brothers, so in America, say, and we are used to the ma a branty. They can't know for say, and yes, if you offer so chess or yen and cook, Davy. Name of a sir or ma of whom a branty and who said, Nipa, ya baby, I see here at the point of your cook or pet in the onion. The boy, it's not true. I've been examined, and I'm going to press them more. I shall say. Nipa say ye papa say grand ye are the boy for. Ne kai Romans chapter 3 verse 10 that Jesus say actually say obi e no action here ni obi e ni ho. Na me say ye ye me se me wo ye ba wiase. Na me se me yan so ye ba bu ye bra wiase ni no. ekyese e adebonye fo obie ne ho a oyɛ ni papa pa won yankopon eni. And you do know that there are some even today who think that they are not sinners by birth, and people even teach it that we, when we are born, we are not sinners. It is this world that makes us sinners. And people, I mean, teach it, I mean, they have so many things. So they say by birth, we are not sin in by birth. By birth, we are not sinners. We are innocent and we are clean. So that it is only when we come to this world. But interestingly, how if by birth we are not sinners? So babies die. They die in the womb. They die when they are born. And you know, it's only by sin that death came into this world. They get sick. And you, let's not talk about the actions of children. Let's talk about the curse of sin that, I mean, are also, I mean, with them. So you see that even from the womb, the curse of sin is on us. And because our parents are, we are also coming out as sinners. And it's simple as that. And some also think that they are not sinners because they don't do somebody wrong. I don't talk about anybody. I don't do this. I do good. I mean, when somebody is in need, I help him. So I'm good. I'm not bad, I mean, as it is. And such thing does not make us, I mean, doing good here and there does not make us change our position as sinners. Our nature is sinful, and we come doing sinful things. The air can say, we must feel, sir, you are a wife, we are so far, you are a parent, and get your money in you. And I make us say, yes, then I did a woman, we are a bonnet. Then I said, I'm crashing two more to you. You want to fulfill to you. And no man, one in no man, I will be also. And your final one said, Yare, also Yare. And then we asked how you are to me, I can't almost and your mom, your crown. But I look, say, Bonnet no man, and that will be also. Who feel from Bana, Bonnet no man, I will also. Maybe Mr. Fu said, oh, media may you be our one, media papa and me, and media will be much in a one, I mean, could be once, and media, media may be from that, and yes, and about one issue. So, secondly, Jesus said, but after telling him that only God is good and that all of us are sinners, he said, but if thou would enter into life, keep the commandment. So, Jesus is not trying to tell him that, oh, continue to keep the commandment and you have life. No, he's not teaching that. He is telling this young man, according to his own words, I want something to do. And Jesus Christ tells him, oh, you think you can do something to be saved, then you must keep all the commandments entirely. Make sure you don't break any. Keep it 100%, because that's the demand of the commandment. And this is to everyone who thinks so. Whoever thinks that I can do something to earn heaven or to be saved, then Christ said, keep the commandment. Continue. Never break. And those that you have broken, how can you rectify? Keep it. Even now, from now, keep it, if you are able to keep it. So Jesus wanted to let them think that it is not just saying I'm keeping it, but there's more to that. So here, the Lord Jesus said to show him two things. The perfect obedience God's law requires. God's law requires 100% obedience. In James 2:10, we are told, for whoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. I do this, I do here, I break here. I'm guilty of all. So you see, what I do doesn't correct that which I have not done. I always use this as my example, as if somebody has been arrested as a thief or as a murderer. When they take him to the court, would they consider his past work, oh, he was a good person, let him go? No. You'll be judged if you are in law court according to what you have done. But when people think about matters of salvation, they think that, oh, because I do some good, God will let me go and cancel the bad things I have done. No, it's not like that. So we say that, if you do all an offending one, you are guilty of all. So that is what Christ was trying to tell him. And also the absolute impossibility of attaining salvation by his own merit. Even if you are even able to keep it, that does not make you pure. Your nature is tainted with sin. How can that nature be taken away? So to me, this embryo sumpa usuaga said to you, money na ashen ma, and money that money no a better na ifihom. You know that in Isaiah 64 verse 6, we are told that all our righteousness are as filthy rags. People say this, but they don't consider it. Every good a man can do is as filthy rags. Even believers, if not the Lord Jesus Christ, who sanctifies us and makes us be accepted before God, whatever we do is filthy. It's not accepted. We are only accepted in the Lord Jesus Christ. So even when I'm saved and I'm doing any service to the Lord, I do it in Him. And when I'm praying, I pray in Him. I don't do it as myself. If I should go to God by myself, I will be rejected. So you see that our righteousness are always filthy rags. You know, it's not the law that is not bad, because we are told that Romans 7 verse 2 says that, wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. It is us. The problem is with man, our sinful heart. The problem is with us. And yet, Emranona Enyo, sending him to mean this. See, Hashem Rabia, if you Rabia Shazanity, Yamu Pombrano, Yasanya, Nemo Nipasu Nenye, Nipasu, and Pemra, Nipasuno, was of one in a Tiamuno, and Persia beating Yamiasam, and Chikra. So we see that that's why the Lord's explanation, the young man persisted in his confidence as being good. The Lord is trying to help this young man to see himself as a sinner. But you see that progressively, he's also trying to assert his own righteousness. So Jesus insisted, but if thou enter into life, keep the commandment. I see Jesus said that, okay, since you think you can have life in that, keep it then, continue and keep it perfectly. So he left him that he should keep it perfectly. So in verse 18, let's see what the Lord will continue to do with him. Verse 18. And he said, that is, the Lord said unto him, the young man said unto the Lord, which? As Jesus said, you should keep the commandment. He asked him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So the young man, as if he has finished all the commandments, so he's asking, which one should I keep? Which one again should I continue to keep so that I can have salvation? So Jesus referred him back to that part of the moral law, our duty to our neighbors. And so all that Christ said was the duty, the part of the law which demands us to do things that are right to our neighbors. So that is what he said. Thou shalt not do murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Then verse 20, the young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I eat? You see, the young man is still obstinate. He's still stubborn. All this you have seen, you are a great teacher, all this I have done it. What again do I lack? So you see, the young man, he's claiming self-righteous, claiming to be blameless of the law all his life. It's strange. He's claiming to be blameless of the law of God, even his duties to his neighbors. He said that he's 100% all right with that. So he claimed that he has obeyed all the law. And that is the condition of anyone who wants to be saved by his own law. You want to claim before God that you have obeyed his law. And even this one is just the one that relates to our duty to our neighbors. God has just not even touched the main thing. What lack I yet? This is the language of pretense. What again do I need to do? It's pretentious, it's hypocritical. You and I, if we are sincere, we can never say that we have truly done all our duties to our neighbors. Even now, we can say from our heart and our own life, we can say, oh, no, I'm not. So we will confess that we have never done as we ought. And he himself must have considered each of his obedience. I've seen that, I have not done all to my neighbor. You know that naturally our best commitment to our neighbors is always mixed with selfishness and pride and many other, ill motives. So it's not. So the Lord here was dealing with his heart. He knew that his heart was not right. It's no issue of what I have done and not done. Issue with the heart. So Christ was trying to show him what is in his heart. And if you have allowed himself to delve deeper into his heart, he himself have confessed that, I'm a poor, undone sinner. The other kind of say, apprentice, Christo, Cherno, Vesma, and Brandon Cherno, Vesma, and Yoma, so yeah, Emma, Wadam, for an answer, Nipa, only know her. Apprentice, why in here? I said, I did you know, Aka, I'll say me. Apprentice, with this, I just don't know there, or young from then I make us say, the other kind of a Yanchum, Casa, if we say, Apache said, only there. Nipo no more, and I said, I don't have one in the coffin no more. And you might say, well, yeah, I have a farmer when you're meaning, why any year? I'm saying, you have to be a great ticket. When I bet me, I can't say, wait to me this answer. I'm so fearful of coming more. Was it not? That fool, baby, or back kind of crap. But only there, also that you are so only there, be being for more often.
wọ́n sẹ́ dẹ́n iná aka ẹ̀nà mi sẹ́ wọ́n ṣe wọ́n yá yẹn yọmọ akọ ẹ̀ yẹn yẹn má yàda nkọ anásí nu yàn níwèé níbi yà no ẹ̀hùnà ẹ̀fẹ́ nzẹ́ pẹ̀sìmọ́ nkúmúnyá ní ahọ́másọ́ ẹni yẹn wọ́n ebèrè náà fúrafúra mẹ̀yẹ papa mọ̀ bí kúrà ẹ̀bí àpẹsẹ̀ fúnfún sẹ́ mi dì mí papa anásí mà kúmẹ̀ mú kúrà no mẹ̀yẹ ọ̀ bìbí hun tí nà mẹ̀yẹ ẹ̀nyẹ́ adé à mẹ̀yẹ mà asọ̀ nyà mí ẹni. The young what Christ was doing, the Jesus Christ no yeah, no person more bright in whose and a kuma say. And yet no man of me. So he said Christ was there with his heart. So verse 22, Jesus said unto him, if thou be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. If thou be perfect, if thou be entirely perfect by keeping the law. In the Gospel of Mark and Luke, Jesus told him that one thing that lacketh. Yes, you seem to obey the law. One thing that lacketh. Jesus said this to prove to him that his whole obedience lacked the proper motive. The proper motive. His heart was all right with God. If whatever I do to anyone, God should be my motive. I mean, pleasing God should be my motive, not myself, and not any other thing. But this young man didn't know that. And this position of his heart makes his claim of keeping the law false. If the heart is not right with God, how can you keep his law? If the heart does not love God, it does not, seek to please God, how can you say that you have kept all the laws of God? And so Christ said, then go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor. You know, when Christ says you go and sell all that, it's not that when you sell or you give all your possession to the poor, then you are saved. That's not what he's teaching. People also think that, oh, when I do good, God, this man was supposed to go and sell all that he has and give to the poor, and you have treasure in heaven. So when I do that, and then heaven is mine. No, that's not what Christ is saying. It's not that salvation is in depriving one's wealth and giving it to the poor. No, that is not. But Jesus was dealing with his love for worldly things. Yes, Christ now also or church and this man need dog a wo we have no maso. No, also you na come if so. So in yes or chance of a ton and in yoma nya or the man ya for no young one name or chance this man a kuma a din in your mate. I want to me and you na kuma and film. And you know, love for worldly things is the greatest hindrance. Was the greatest hindrance to him. And it's so with many people. So that he could not completely surrender himself to the one he is seeking life, eternal life from. His love for his things led him not to surrender. Nip do a no woman if you have your mind in a new more wono. A ma wan jan or am fan of Mama Christo. And then anyhow. Observe on ya down and so ne need a swap ni nyaw the new ma head or winning. So he was holding on to his sinful heart and with his love for worldly riches. Now, come on, one in a team, or some more catastro, and order now come on in DVS and your mass, and so also open your coupon, or so for heaven. So we are saying your man as an Akuma woman. So that was the case of this young man. He loved worldly things, he loved things of this world, and that was his purpose of life. And Christ said that if we are able to give this to the poor, thou shalt have treasure in heaven. That is to have inheritance in heaven, to have your hope in heaven, and also that in the time to come you will be in heaven. You know, nobody can keep the love of heaven and the love of the world. Christ himself said it. God, you cannot serve God and mammon. And this is a rare thing when it comes to salvation. When I have put my hope and trust in the things of this world, when I think my joy and my whatever hope I have is in the things of this world, and I'll pursue it with all my mind, with all myself, and still thinking that I can give myself to him. No, it is not possible. You love the things of the world and hate the things of Christ. It is not possible. So many people also are doing today as this young man is doing. As I said, everyone wants to go to heaven, but how many love the way to heaven? Christ Jesus our Lord, what he did on the cross of Calvary, when he shed his blood. Many people want to go to heaven. Many people have this thing in mind. But how many people love and think and even claim and want to desire that what Christ has done will be this? That Christ died on the cross when the thief who was hung there with him asked him, Lord, remember me today in heaven. And when that publican who was praying that, oh Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. How many want to be in that position and be so much careful that Christ has seen them and brought them to himself? How many? We just think of it and pray over, oh Lord, save me, and I'm gone. No, that is not the case. Many people are careless. How many want to repent of sin? How many? How many want to have their faith, in total faith in the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and also surrender their life to him, that in the rest of their lives, their heart to be for him? No, many people don't desire that. And we don't pray for. How many pray for this? How many want to ask him for this? No. But you know, Christ himself said that where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where? If your heart is on the things of this world, to claim it, to own it, to keep it, to help you, it will sustain you, so that you think that even your hope of even being in this world is for you to claim and have the things of this world. How can you think of the things of heaven when you love the things of this world? It's not possible. And also, not only should this young man sell it and come, but also what? Come and follow me. He said, that was the greatest test to this young man. And yes, I'm going to talk to you. And you know, Christ himself did not have any permanent place to stay. Christ himself was an ordinary man, and this man thinking of himself and all that he had to come and follow Christ, he undermined it. Well, he thought well of Christ, but he never thought coming to follow him would be part of the requirement. So he said, to come and follow Christ is to believe in him, and to give yourself to trust on what he has done for sinners, and to lay your hold on him, and receive and embrace him as your Savior and Redeemer. The one who can redeem you, who can take you from the curse of sin, the guilt of sin, because of what he did on the cross of Calvary, his blood that he shed. That's only putting your hope in this. And to follow him is to be obedient to his will and attentive to his command and imitate his character. So you see, you have to believe on him, and repent, believe on him, on his blood that he shed. He's saving you and bringing you to himself. Then you can have the heart, as we are told, that repentance and faith, and then the gift of the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in your heart. Then you're able to live to please our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the only way. Remember these four disciples, Andrew, Peter, and Philip, and Nathaniel. When they heard in John chapter 1, when they heard that John the Baptist said that this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, and they left John, but John has told them that there's one coming who is greater than himself, and when he comes, he will baptize with the Holy Spirit. So they were looking out for. Immediately they heard John, they left John and came and followed Jesus. You know how they did? They left all and came to ask Jesus, where are you living? And he took them there. And the Bible says they stayed with him. They never left him. They never went back to their home, to go and say, no, they followed Jesus. They gave themselves to him. That is spiritual. That's what it happens. When I have found Christ to be precious, when I have found that what he did on the cross, the only way for salvation, where my sins can be forgiven me before Christ, before God, as the Bible has said, I give myself to that and rest my hopes in that. How do you rest our hopes in that? In this world, when somebody is pursuing something, what does he do? Or even when he's sleeping, he's dreaming about it. When he's walking, he's thinking about it. He's planning, scheming. But what about your soul salvation? Has that been your care the whole day? How many of us have ever thought of our condition before God all the time? We don't. We just come to church, we hear the gospel, we pray over it. The next minute, our minds are off. No! Andrew, Peter, and Philip, Nathaniel, when they heard Jesus, they moved to him. Where do you live? They live with him. And they moved with him. They followed him wherever he went. They imitated Christ. And they were attentive to hear his command and to live in accordance with what he taught. So that's the way, giving ourselves to the Savior and following him. And many people claim the first part, that they have believed on Lord Jesus Christ. And that is all. They got that one, it's in their head. But to follow him will show people that you are really saved. It will depict in your life, your character, whatever you do. The other kind is like, Christian Christian is like, Tonsan your money in Yanabra Bedi Mechi. Now, and on a mixture, we say, and your man on Ton on Brambinage, no Brabedi Christian, which is a foul crap. Anyone that swore any, who did he share the crystal bear or covering? So she in the Mojago here, the Mabwani, so don't wish him, I know which we are born in Kanya Kupuini. Now, betting as you saw, now bet you a few money. The wedding, the chin, I'm used to Andrew, Peter, and Philip, Nathaniel. So, I'm going to take Jesus and say, I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. No, I'm going to go to the house. And then for us to come and follow Christ is to believe on Him and to rest our hopes in what He has done on the cross of Calvary. By verse 22, let's look when Christ told the young man to come and follow Him. Look at what he did. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. See, his understanding of losing his worldly possession was enough for him to reject the Savior, in whom dwells the eternal life he claimed to be in search for. So, nothing but Paul said, hey, say, magic you said, he said, I'll send me Jim Akuma name, and who feel if you are saying, no, no. When he died, the Bible said, he ran for your power. It was tears here, but no, poor jump. And is that not what many people do today? If I have to repent, if I have to stop this and that, then my life will be miserable. And what again, I mean, what can I do? They forgot that coming into the life in Christ is not as the life in the world. The joy of the Spirit and the comfort of the Spirit and the peace with God, unless you have experienced it, you would think that the world is better. So this young man thinking that holding on to his possessions in this world is better than giving himself to Christ, where his sins can be forgiven him. So he rejected Christ and went away sorrowful. This is sorrow for sin, sorrow which leads to death. It's not sorrow that really I'll let them go and come to Christ. It's sorrow that if I compare the two, I wish I had eternal life. Now I can't have it because I love this one. So that is how he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. He proved himself to be hypocrite. By his actions, he loved his world more than God. And that's what he has proven. Though initially he was trying to be smart here and there, Christ told him the love of God, then he failed. He made his idol of his wealth, and that he broke the greatest commandment, to love God with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. Thinking that he has obeyed and done everything good to his neighbor, he broke the greatest commandment, to love God and have no idol, have no anything before you, your eyes should be only unto God. He has broken it because he proved here that he loved his things than the love of God. And the love of God is to find his mercy in Christ Jesus. That is why he shows us our love, his love. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. All that we have in this world, yeah, the love of God to keep us and all that. But the greatest of all, the special love of God is in his Son. The mercy he has shown on the cross of Calvary for sinners. That is where his love is. And whoever finds that, finds the love of God. And in his heart is able to really give himself up everything that he is not able to do. You see, in our state of unrepentance, we can never give ourselves and love God. But when we have cried to the Lord for help and asked Him to help us, He gives help. He said, I knock and it shall be opened to you. How long have you knocked? How many times have you asked Him? And how many times have you desired and prayed? I always joke about this with the churches who say, sow seed and others. And I remember I asked my colleague, have I heard anybody who said, you're sowing seed so that his sins will be forgiven him? Or those who are also doing this fasting, 40 days fasting, 30 days fasting, have you seen them fasting that they will find salvation? He said no. He said yes, that proves the heart they have. They are fasting so they can get the worldly goods. They are fasting for marriage, they are fasting for property or travel, whatever. How many of them have fasted for their soul salvation? No. That's not what many people in the world are seeking for. So you see, all those religious practices are vain. Fasting is not bad, but they are fasting for wrong things. You see, so this young man, his love was upon the world, things of the world. And to keep these things in their heart, you cannot give yourself to God. You cannot serve God and mammon. So coming to Christ, you let loose of what you hold in this world, what you love in this world, and give yourself to Him. That doesn't mean that you stop working, for example. No, it's in the heart, where the heart is, where your affections are resting. So to come to my conclusion, we see that this young man had deceived himself. Though he had a good intention, but the heart was not right. He had not kept the commandment from his youth up, as he claimed to have done. If he had done that, you have loved God. That's the first commandment, to love God than everything in this world. Well, maybe in his life, he tried to keep the ones that were easy for him, So he thought he might, after I've kept some, so he has done so. And that is what many people do. They pick on the thing that are easily to be done, it suits their situation, and the rest, they think they are okay with that. So he's getting rid of his treasures, which has become his idol, to seek salvation by loving God. He chose to turn away from the Savior. And he escaped, he canceled eternal life from his life, and he ended his inquiry about life. So Obeji Christo did not obey that, and lived down all we have, or maybe as a new man. Lord, what did want to Christo so? Not in reaction to move, when you and Quanet the Bonnie action of Osanio man. No, Jan, and she shall not know how she shares over your down one. The Jesu, you can't afford it. And that is what many people are doing today. This young man's hindrance was his wealth. Yes, many today also having similar problems. But you see, some have other obstacles. Some might not be merely, the thing that is, the wealth aspect, but it could be many other things we have to give up. Many other things we have to give up before you can be saved. So my question to you, if you are here that you have not sought for Christ, for salvation in Christ, you have not found Him, you are not saved, what is yours? What is it that is holding you? Your heart knows it. Everyone's heart, if we are to search our heart, we know what is holding us. Some are hindered by their pursuit of lust and sinful pleasures and worldly entertainment. In our time, there are so many pleasures of this world, so many avenues to have entertainment. And many people love it. And that are keeping them from the love of God, because there are many sinful entertainment that if they should come to Christ, they have to give it up. And many people are not willing to. Many also are pursuit of knowledge. And knowledge is not sinful, but the very focus they have put upon their mind, they have put away the things concerning their soul. And they think that getting that knowledge or whatever learning they may have is enough for them. But where is it taking you to? Would that pay for your soul's loss in hell? Where whatever you are having, you will left behind. Many people have died and having all the knowledge, many qualifications in this world, yes, such kids were hung there while they lie on their deathbed. And what was the end? It's not wrong to pursue them, but find Christ first. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Yes, you pursue them, but your main focus in life should be that you will have found Christ and that your sins have been forgiven you. That's the greatest problem of man, because that which will, at the day of judgment, will stand for you or against you. Did you find Christ? Did he forgive your sins? Were your sins washed away in his blood? That is what is going to stand against anyone. Many also have been hindered by their worldly gains. Whatever gains they may get in this world is their own purpose, so that they cannot give themselves to Christ. And some are also hindered by their trust in their own works. You see, many even churches are promoting that. And people think that is okay. You do this, you pay your... And the sad thing that people think that, oh, some churches, that when you pay your tithe, then, that is so. As if paying tithe brings salvation. Or doing anything. No, it doesn't. We do nothing to earn salvation. It's our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, whether tithe, whatever we do, they are all filthy rags. They are not accepted. Except we have given ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then when we are able to give our tithe and our offering, the Lord accepts it. Not because he will save us by that, but because of the Lord Jesus Christ. The can say, you have been a sinner every point. You see, a branch here, let's do our own way. We are saying, your money is sinning point. I'm saying, we are seeing a way. If I bring so, sir, a how we and do our own way, we are saying, your man. Step to the Musuo, a doma, a we are saying, Bonnie, J, and then your man, money, penny, J, and your man, Bonnie, and so she never brought him. And my own to mean, Jim, but you so, Jay. If you say, Christo, or more banners, or some jazz on your money. Then, Mr. Musu, a person, Musia, the answer, and we are saying, I just have a brain. If they are more food and find the answer, I'm going to answer. I'm going to say, I'm going to answer. And I'm going to say, if I bring an answer, we are saying, you're me. And so, time I'm going to tell you, I'm going to pay you. Yeah, this is super. Now, I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to say, I'm going to tell you, excuse me, you will be at 10. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you. So, when you're going to tell you, 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 the way they call a thing, Daniel, then a baby. If you want to find salvation for your soul, you must give up your love for things that satisfy the flesh, the thing that makes you satisfied for your sinful lifestyle, whatever way you live. You must come to Jesus in repentance by asking His help to forsake the thing that holds you. There are many things, the Lord help us, there are many things that people think they are unsurmountable. But when you come to the Lord and you commit, you ask Him, He's able to help you, and such things will be let go, and you give yourself to Him. You must come trusting Him alone. It is His blood alone that pays for the sin's punishment. And by giving yourself to Him, you become His servant. And then you have the joy of salvation. You also know what it is, that your soul have found what is in Christ, that He'll keep you and be with you, and in death He'll carry you, and that you'll be with Him where He is in glory. And ask Christ Himself that, "He ever comes to me, I will no wise cast him out." So may you come to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and commit your life to Him, and He is willing, will be able, and He will say that He's able to save all to the uttermost who come to God by Him. But to meet you, O BBR, Evan, and Chenqua, Evan, and Chenqua, if you say, or there, also to meet the so, no pen and Mujano, if she will move on. So, come, also pray, I found a question. As you've been here, and quite yet, let's.